This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Around you this morning that you don't need. Let's think about what you have in your life that you don't need. Maybe you can just toss it. It's the DJV show, the thought provoking, the top of the heap, the best of the best. Here we are, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, to focus on the facts, to focus on the fun, to focus on the foolish, to focus on Friday. Lillian Carter, the mother of Jimmy Carter, said, "When I look at my children, I say to myself, Lillian, you should have remained a virgin." Eleanor Roosevelt said, "I had a rose named after me, and I was flattered, but I was not pleased to read the description in the catalog. Not good in bed, but fine against a wall." Mark Twain once said, "Last week, as I stated, this woman was the ugliest woman I'd ever seen. I've since been visited by her sister and now wish to withdraw that statement." Let's see, another memorable quotation. Here's George Burns, who says, "The secret of a good sermon is to have a good beginning and a good ending, and to have the two as close together as possible."
True.
Let's see here. Socrates said, "By all means, get married. If you get a good wife, you'll become happy. If you get a bad one, you'll become a philosopher." Let's see here. Who else? Everybody remember Groucho Marx?
Sure.
"I was married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury." We were at dinner the other night. It was breakfast last Sunday. And this old guy came into the restaurant and was talking to the people on the table next to us. And I think I heard him say he was 87 years old, 88 years old or something. And he was describing, his friend asked him how his wife was. And he said, "I've been married for 69 years. I gave her the ring, and she gave me the finger." Okay. Let's see. Can I get any? Oh, here's a good one. That was true, by the way. That was a true story last night. Rodney Dangerfield said, "My luck is so bad that if I bought a cemetery, people would stop dying." I thought these would be funnier than that.
Well, they are. They're amusing. I mean, they're not amusing. Like laugh out loud. Yeah.
I would call them musings, right?
Right. Are they LOLs?
They're LOLs. Ish.
No? Yes? Ish. All right.
They're LOL adjacent.
Been a tough week. Lots of people are trying to adjust the tinfoil around the situation with Hurricane Harvey, now a tropical storm, affecting the weather in Washington, I think probably tomorrow, Kara, right? What's the forecast? You got rain there tomorrow?
Yeah, we're supposed to get rain today and tomorrow, so yeah, happy tomorrow. Labor Day weekend.
Yes, happy Labor Day. Oh, that's right, Labor Day weekend. We'll be here live on Monday, which is Labor Day, on the DJV show. When do you get the rain, Kara? Victoria?
I think tomorrow. So today is supposed to be okay, and then it hits us tomorrow and maybe Sunday.
A little Sunday here. Yeah. Jennifer, you don't get any rain, right?
Actually, that's not true. We had rain, lightning, thunder, power outages last night. Yeah, it's very swampy.
It's still in the 90s there? Oh, wow.
No, it's like 108.
108. On your side of the hill, not on the beach side of the hill, though.
Well, it's still in the 90s on the beach side of the hill. It's very hot.
Let's take a road trip, guys.
It's the hottest. It's the hottest it's been all summer long. Surprise! This weekend.
Well, September is the hottest.
Which is so crazy.
September is the hottest month of the year in California, at least in Southern California, isn't it? Usually very hot in September.
It always gets warm. Everybody thinks it's going to be fall, but it always ends up getting warm. Yeah.
Well, you don't have much in the season department. How many people are thinking about the seasons? By the way, today, for those of you who didn't realize, 1st of September, Friday, 1st of September, and 3 weeks from today is the first day of fall. Oh, the air feels a little chilly where I am here in New England. 70s today, tomorrow. Still lots of farming and good haying weather on the farm till Sunday. That's well, the weather is part of what our focus has been all week long because of the situation with the Houston, the reality with the Houston situation, recovery. Houston has been the focus, but as with many circumstances with me anyway, I focus on the small towns, the areas around. Everybody's paying attention to Houston, which is great, but then there are the small towns around Houston, to the west, to the north, actually to the all around. And so I would like to think that when we're giving, we still have that list posted, right, at facebook.com/DJV show, all the things, the charities you can give to, isn't that right, Victoria?
That is correct. It's pinned to the top, along with a whole bunch of animal ones, too.
Yeah. Well, the animal ones are the ones that I would support.
Yeah. I've given to both people and animals, but the animals are really need help right now, too.
The farming communities around Houston, especially north and west, where there have been a lot of cattle, dairy cattle. Dairy is big there. And beef as well. Lots, thousands of cows have died because they can't get, either they can't get it food or they can't get it water. And they, some of them just drowned because the, you know, you get into some of these low-lying areas. There are, this is a hilly area. Once you get out of Houston and you head sort of north into that area of Texas that is such great farmland, a great farm belt, it's up and down. Those of you who are in Brownsville, in that area where we are heard every day, you know what I'm talking about. It's not mountainous. It's just hilly. And so, but there are the things like that we don't think about. We think about the people. We think about the city because that's where all the media is, and they all want to get us focused on that, the chemicals at the plant that blew up, and how much it's going to cost to rebuild Houston. Well, what about some of the small towns around? And what about the people who are in those small towns around, the mom-and-pop places, mom-and-pop stores and all that? Those people are not as well off because they don't have the financial resources to rebuild their lives. That the big
and no insurance.
No insurance.
Which is,
So think about that perhaps when you are giving. And by the way, if you would like to listen to a podcast of the program that focuses on the farmers, the American family farmer, podcast of that's available at blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. I do that program every week and try to focus on problems that the people who are using it's for the farmers, it's for the locavores, the people that are using the food that's coming out of our family farms, and how to solve their problems. And I don't know what to tell you. I'm sure there will be National Farmers Union and groups like that will set up funds to try to help these people. But most farmers don't have any extra money because the attitude that we have in our country toward growing food is that we want it as cheaply as possible, and if we can't get it cheap here, we'll go get it cheap someplace else. Which brings me around to something when we do food news, oftentimes we're talking about things that come from other countries that don't have inspections. It's just kind of crazy what happens. There are all kinds of bugs in some of the food, the meat full of stuff's gross, and yet we sell it. We allow it to be sold here without inspection. It's the craziest thing. We have the craziest system in the world. Speaking of bugs in food, a Swiss grocery store chain has set a date to introduce food items made from creepy crawly creatures, bug burgers, insect balls.
Oh.
What's an insect ball? Is that like a meat
tiny?
This is the second largest supermarket chain in Switzerland. Says they're going to start selling insect-based food for humans. I think they start today, this month, making it the first grocery store to do so, at least in Switzerland. They offer products made of protein-rich mealworm.
Yum.
Switzerland has revised its food safety laws, paving the way for production, distribution of lots of insect-based food. In order to meet safety laws there, the insects have to be bred under strict supervision, and they have to have lived 4 generations before they're ready for human consumption. Well, most of these
insects. You have that job to continue the father and the grandfather of
listen
that
to this.
Worm.
The insect balls represent a healthy culinary specialty that mixes mealworms, rice, carrots, celery, leeks, and a pinch of chili.
Delicious.
Food security authorities have attempted for the last few years to bring greater awareness to the advantages of consuming insect-based food. And the Food and Agriculture Organization at the UN says, quote, insects provide food at low environmental cost, contribute positively to livelihoods, and play a fundamental role in nature. However, these benefits are largely unknown to the public. And we all think this is gross. But there are, I remember going to a very, very upscale party once, and they had chocolate-covered ants.
Oh, yeah, it was a thing for a long time. And grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Grasshoppers are in a lot of, there are a few high-end Mexican restaurants in the city, in New York City, and they have the chocolate-covered grasshoppers, and they have, fried grasshoppers and salad and stuff. I mean, to me, that would just look like, there's a bug in my salad. Please take it back. I don't understand how that's appealing, but.
Uh-huh. Well, it would be like having, there are people who like to eat mice.
Ugh.
It's part of society.
Who likes to eat mice?
I've never
like
heard
eat
of that
dogs.
Ever.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that is unfortunate, but we've heard of it. But I've never heard anyone who wants to eat a mouse.
Well, but you haven't been around as much as I have been.
Of course.
And where have you been where these mice-eating people are hanging out?
I encountered it when I was in China.
I was going to say, those markets, the Asian markets, they have everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Go into Los Angeles, into the Korean market, into Chinatown. You see the grossest. Portuguese are also, I guess that's incorrect, right, politically, but Portuguese, they don't call them Portuguese anymore. Portuguese like to...
I've never even heard that, by the way.
You never heard of
Did you ever see Mystic Pizza?
Yeah, I loved it, but I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Julia Roberts gets, made fun of for being a Portuguese, and that's, a whole big thing, and it takes place in New England, so...
It's in Mystic, Connecticut. Portuguese are the reference to Portuguese. People who couldn't pronounce Portuguese called them Portuguese, and that's where they came from. Sort of a slang. Aren't you glad you're all... Look at what we've learned already.
It's only slang.
19 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale and transform your home today. All pre-finished hardwood and all bamboo is on sale, including $1 off per square foot on 17 Bellawood floors. Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents. Plus special financing. The fall flooring kickoff sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
The final days of the Ford summer sales event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, sale ends September 5th. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand and save big on the Ford F-150. Just announced, 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Get to your Ford dealer. The summer sales event ends soon. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains.
becomes the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
With you I'm safe. With you I'm safe. I follow you just like a shadow on the closer.
This is a new Miranda Lambert song, do I?
I'll find a way to free.
I guess I wouldn't recognize most of her stuff. Jennifer, you would.
Yes, this is Miranda Lambert.
Called Safe, this song. Safe. Pretty
good
appropriate.
Good song, huh?
Yeah. Miranda has helped rescue hurricane dogs. As a matter of fact, about 70 of them in the Houston area. Safe and warm, thanks to Miranda and her Mutt Nation Foundation. I did not know about this. It was founded 2009, described on their website as, quote, committed to promoting the adoption and sheltering of pets by working hand-in-hand with private and municipal animal shelters, provide financial support, operate a national transport network, and host high-profile adoption events across the country. We're having an adoption event next weekend on the farm, right? For the same reason. I want to support as much as I can local efforts. And there are a lot of these things going on now. You know, finally, this is one of those social things that finally is taking hold. And I say finally, I'm sure Victoria is chuckling at that because I don't like that word.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a long time. This is really something that people have been working on for a long time, to stop the pet factories and get, you know, all the dogs. There are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dogs every year that don't ever have a home. My friend Meredith posts lots of these dogs on her Facebook page. The dogs are up for adoption. That's where we got Millie, at the Brooklyn Kill Center, as a matter of fact. They keep them for so long, and then they put them to sleep. So this is a fine effort by Miranda, especially now. If you look at some of the Instagram posts on the foundation's Instagram page and also on Miranda's page, they've been hard at work rescuing, relocating these pets. 72, I think, so far. She even hosted a dog and her newborn puppies in her home, according to the post, referring to them as her roommates. That's cute. A dog
so cute.
And
I mean, new
puppies in a situation like that.
Yeah, new puppies born that day.
Yeah. Is she from Houston, Miranda Lambert?
She's from Texas. I don't know exactly where she's from, but she's such an animal lover. And, yes, she's got a ton of family throughout the Texas area. So her Instagram feed has been blowing up with these cute little puppy pictures.
Is her ex-husband a fan of, did he share that with her, an interest in saving pets and things, or is this something on her own?
Well, I think they had a ton of animals on his ranch, and I think he still has a lot of dogs, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's a good thing to be acknowledged, something good. Also, when it comes to the hurricane, there are some benefit shows in the works. Rapper Bun B and music manager Scooter Braun planning a benefit concert to help those affected by Harvey. Scooter Braun manages Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande, produced the benefit show in Manchester after the bombing. He's now working on gathering talent, organizing logistics for a benefit that is supposed to air on the 12th of this month. Which would be what day of the week? I don't know.
Monday, I think.
Monday? Hmm. He's got a lot of friends, so in Manchester, you got Bieber and the Black Eyed Peas. He also manages Tori Kelly and Carly Rae Jepsen, so they might appear as well there. There's a couple of other benefit shows, I think, Victoria's scheduled, right?
She's Beyonce's sister, Solange Knowles.
Yeah.
She's dedicating her Boston show. All of the proceeds are going to Houston on the ground type charities, meaning not
September
the Red Cross.
28th. Yeah.
She made that pretty clear, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be doing a special Ryan's Rise show in Boston. All proceeds will go toward Hurricane Harvey, she said. I'm committed to partnering with the organizations on the ground in Houston, making contributions to uplift the city that raised me with so much love. So she and her family are all from Houston, the Houston area?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I thank you in advance for making this a special, meaningful night. See you in Boston, September 28th. How about them apples? I was trying to figure out, there are four concerts that I wanted to go see this fall. Barry Manifold, Isley Brothers, Gladys Knight, and Tavares. And I was X'd on two of them. Guess which ones?
I can't even begin to guess.
I was going to go to Barry Manilow on my own. And I thought,
I think she would do that with you.
No, she wouldn't. We went to it.
If I was with you, you would be going to Barry Manilow on your own, too. So I support her in that.
It's only embarrassing when you start to cry. I might go with you.
Oh, God.
Okay. 29 past the hour. It's a DJV show.
You can always count on change. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the wonderful things about any new romantic relationship is all the great feelings that come along with it. But no matter how close you ever get to another person, no matter how in love you are, no matter anything really, the one thing you can count on is that your emotions will change throughout the relationship. The reason? Well, it's simple, really. We cannot hold the same emotional state forever. And guess what? That's okay. It's especially okay if you realize that being in a relationship isn't about holding on to the initial feeling of bliss. It's about connecting with someone. It's about learning how to navigate the ups and downs and myriad of experiences that life will bring. Yes, indeed, you can always count on change. To prepare yourself, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
September is upon us. 34 at the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Happy to be here to balance out your day, especially when you look at all of the things you give thanks, I think, more in a situation like this. When you look around, I'm sitting in my living room or the den downstairs, looking at some of the pictures of flyovers that were last night and the night before. And I was thinking about all the times how I, when you hear rain on the roof,
how soothing it usually is. You ever know? I don't like thunder and lightning, but I do love rain. When you can hear it on the roof, it just kind of puts you in that place of peaceful, quiet. It's neat. And then when you think about these people, this storm started the same way and then got ferocious fast. And then you look outside after and you think, my God, I never thought a storm would be this bad. And these people that have lost 40, 50, 60,000 homes will have to be totally destroyed. They're ruined. You go in with a bulldozer, an excavator, tear them down, and then you wonder what goes, you know, if you're in the house, I guess there are two thought patterns here. You're in the house, and the water builds up in the backyard, and then you start to see it coming through the doors. And then you think, my God, we better get out of here. And then imagine, if you can, put yourself where these people have been who didn't either think or know or acknowledge how bad the water was going to be.
Well, and then your streets flooded, so you can't, because that's where it starts, so then you can't get out of the house. I mean, that's what was, I think, 8,000 or 9,000 air rescues, people sitting on their roof just waiting for someone to come and get them.
There were three helicopters from the Boston Navy Yard that went down, and there have been plenty of people from all over the place going down there that work for government agencies. I'm looking at is this kind of like a picture from outer space, in a sense. Trucks turn, or a bad movie, trucks turned over on the highways. But think about it in terms of heirlooms or family photos or things that you've kept from loved ones and maybe even essential documents that you've got maybe in the refrigerator. Freeze your important things like you will in the refrigerator. Whatever it is, it's all gone. You don't have any of it.
That's where you hope technology comes in, and that you have digital pictures and digital files, or even take pictures of important documents so you have them in the cloud or on the phone. I mean, that's the one instance that our generation has an advantage over any past generation going through something like this. Yeah. We do actually have a chance of saving some of those things.
Yeah. Yes, right. There are a lot of them that are online. But it just is... The number or the severity of this, I saw a picture of a house that was completely flattened, and there was etching on the street. It says, "This was our home." Did you see that picture? There have been tons of those around in the wake of this destruction. Lots of paper bags, people dressed in these outfits to try to keep themselves from getting sick. You were saying that the Zika problem, mosquitoes will be really, because it's warm, it's hot, it's humid down there, and this is the highest definition of humidity. All of this rain, that's nothing. It's humidity. And then once the water dissipates, you still have ownership of a home, unless you got a mortgage on it, and then many people just walk away, and they'll be sued by the bank. But what are they going to do? Don't have any money, assets. The banks will take it. They can absorb it, most of them. You wonder what they have for insurance on their mortgage. A lot of times their mortgage. But the people who don't have flood insurance, do you have insurance that covers your mortgage? If you lose your house, if it burns to the ground, or if it, they have fire insurance then. But I don't know if people have flood insurance to
but
save.
If you have flood insurance, then sometimes it won't cover standing water insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different little loopholes. And sometimes you can't even get it. I mean, like in L.A., one of the things that we should have is earthquake insurance, but almost no insurance providers will offer earthquake insurance to you.
So that you don't have a house, and you think you're going to find places to rent? You're going to find a hotel to stay in? No. They all suffered the same. They suffered the exact same fate that your house did. A lot of people are going to have to move, and a lot of businesses are going to have to move out of Houston.
Well, that happened with Katrina. People left and moved. They moved to Texas. They moved to Georgia.
Right.
Yeah, they moved to Houston. They moved to Georgia, and they never went back. And the whole city suffered, I mean, so many different layers. But that was another big part of it. People just never moved back.
Yeah. So it's hard for us to – I just think it's hard to imagine unless you've been through it. It just is.
Yeah. That's true.
20 minutes before the hour. People in the news. O.J. Simpson. We're talking a lot about him getting closer to his release. According to some people who are close to him, he's looking forward to spending lots of time with his children when he gets out of the hoosegow. But they don't want him around, apparently. There's a new book that comes out next week. He apparently gets along well with Arnell, who is his oldest. But this book written by Tom Scotto suggests that he's estranged from his other three children. Jason, Sydney, and Justin want nothing to do with him. They don't talk to him. They just stay away from him. Only Arnell talks to him. And didn't she speak at the parole hearing?
She did.
Yeah.
Yep. The rest of them, nothing to do with him.
For, I guess, obvious reasons.
Those children have been raised by Nicole's parents?
Yes, and that would make sense if they didn't want to speak to OJ, because that's,
of course,
Yeah, it's been sort of ingrained in them. this is an interesting piece, if you'll pardon the pun, of memorabilia. The wedding cake. If you watched the wedding of Prince William and Duchess Kate, you can get a taste of their wedding cake, even though it's 6 years old. Who in the world would want a slice of this cake? It looked good on the event.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
Yeah. They're going to be auctioning it off. This shows you that people will buy anything. Cheswick Auctions, later this month, has an auction set up to sell this wedding cake, what's left of it, and the slices are priced between $1,000 and $1,500. You gotta be nuts.
Cake. Huh? It's for stale cake, but for a good cause, I guess, right?
Yeah. Ji Chuang, who runs a Silicon Valley startup, paid $7,500 at the last auction for a slice of the cake. The cake has, the value may be depreciated somewhat. The cake from the wedding of Princess Diana and Prince Charles recently, a slice of it sold for $1,375. And 7 years ago, a slice of it sold for $6,000. So, Anyway, I find this kind of stuff is so it's so silly, it's so in the ditches, but it is.
But the Brits love this.
Oh, my God, they do.
They're
fascinated with this stuff.
And they're not the only ones. We're fascinated, too. I mean, a lot of people here do the same.
Cake? And then.
And it's also fruit cake, which is, like, to me, the lowest level of cake.
All right. Then there's Sam Shepard. Paul Watson is the founder of a group of conservationists called the Sea Shepherds. And they've been watching Japanese whaling vessels around Antarctica to make sure that they don't overdo whaling. Apparently, open waters, it's high season, there are no laws on whaling. This goes back to whaling oil is what pretty much is. You look at the southeast coast of New England, New Bedford, the areas of fishing areas down there. They went out whaling and they kill the whales and take their blubber and boil it down for the oil that was used to heat homes and make lamps work, that kind of stuff. And apparently, I don't know why they. What do they use the whale stuff for, though, now? Whaling is a priority. There are Japanese whalers that go up into the Antarctic into the Arctic every year, but I don't know what they do with the stuff.
That's unclear to me, too. I know that this is a big problem, but I don't understand why they do it.
Well, the thing, I guess if I don't bury the lead here, Victoria's always accusing me, and sometimes she's right of burying the lead. One of the reasons this is of interest is because technology is so good now, the Japanese military technology that are on these boats follows the Sea Shepherd ships and keeps them from having any confrontation. They get away from them before they, before they get on top of them. They try to.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions.
Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Technology, as you know, is overhauling virtually every industry, from communication and transportation to entertainment and commerce, from what's in your hand to what's in your car, and of course, in your home. Technology is changing the game, and appliances are no exception. Joining us on the line is Ashley Odisho, brand manager for LG Electronics in Toronto.
Quad wash, as the name denotes, literally has four wash arms. So your standard dishwasher, if everyone thinks of what they have currently at home, has just two wash arms in the bottom of their tub. Ours has four, so as you could imagine, this just gives obviously more cleaning coverage, but two of the four wash arms actually rotate back and forth, which is another innovation that does not currently exist in the market.
Quad wash dishwashers from LG are also quiet and energy efficient. That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Good morning. It is Doug, Jen, and Victoria. A little blip, a little technology blip for Dougie, but he'll be back with us momentarily. What people don't know, Victoria, is that we are actually scattered all over the country doing this radio program to give you complete coverage of every news event that goes on.
Yeah.
I'm in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is in New York. Doug Steffen's on his farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. And then we're all uplinked out of Washington, D.C. And so usually this works and it sounds like we're all in the same room, but every once in a while a little technology blip. But in the meantime, Victoria, big story out today about the FDA. They've approved the first gene therapy for leukemia. This is good news. The FDA signed off on a gene therapy for the first time ever in the U.S. to be used to treat a certain kind of leukemia that's the most common type of cancer in kids. So here's how it works. Doctors take certain immune system cells from the patient, then genetically modify or edit them to attack and kill the cancer cells. They're then put back inside the patient to do their thing, and this is considered a type of immunotherapy, a treatment aimed at giving someone's immune system a boost. Tests show that this particular treatment pushes the chances of survival way up. This is great news for families who are dealing with this disease, which in the past has been almost a death sentence.
It's, you know, whenever you see those ads for St. Jude's and you see these poor little kids with leukemia, it's so heartbreaking to see kids so early in life have to deal with something like this. And this kind of immunotherapy is really considered to be a major breakthrough. The only glitch on this so far is that it costs $500,000 and it's not covered by any insurance. So families who have the money apparently are going to see some great results. But the company who makes the actual therapy said that they're trying to work on how to lower costs and come up with ways to help families pay for it. But it's wonderful in one side, but then at the other, you know, on the other hand, it's so expensive.
If you
and
can
I think
get
it's
going to
be a while. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It has to start somewhere, and so this is
right.
A bit of good news. And now this is only used on patients who are 25 and younger and who haven't responded to standard treatment. So this is, you know, hopefully similar treatments for cancers and disease can come from this type of therapy, and hopefully that cost will come down, because you're right, $500,000 can be quite prohibitive for some families. It's a DJV show at 50 past the hour.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Past the hour now, time for us to focus in on the top five technology stories of the week. Thanks to the wisdom of Victoria Keelan, we have them all categorized. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of focus on the hurricane and how social media and technology has helped. So we'll go through the top five, and starting with number five, Victoria takes it away.
Well, of course, as Hurricane Harvey has devastated so much of Texas, people are left without any power. There's no TV. There's no radio in some instances. And smartphones and social media has been really their lifeline for getting news, for getting the word out that they're okay. In some cases, getting the word out that they're not okay and giving their address and asking for help. And people like the Cajun Navy have responded, and local police and the Coast Guard have responded. However, emergency officials did issue a warning this week, and this will continue as the cleanup effort begins and the search and rescue efforts start. They don't want people relying on Twitter. They said that there have been too many false reports on Twitter, too many fake phone numbers where people are told to call for a crisis line for emergency help, and it turns out to be an insurance scam.
And by the way, there's unbelievable scamming going on. Scams that you wouldn't believe.
And that's exactly why the Houston emergency authorities have said, no matter what, stick to 911. The Houston command, they have multiple Houston command centers set up, and they say that even if the phones are busy, stay on the line. They will get to you. If you can leave a message, leave a message. But they said just try to avoid, you know, getting vital information from Twitter.
Right. Okay. There would be a question about number four and the focus on Uber, even though it is a technology play. But the new person running it is from a technology company, right? Wouldn't Expedia be considered a tech company?
I definitely consider Expedia a tech company for sure. The new CEO has been plucked from Expedia. He's an interesting background. He's Iranian American. His family came here when he was a young boy, when the Shah was overthrown. So his family has been here for most of his life. And he has been very outspoken about certain issues in the tech world and politically. He seemed to be a little bit of a wild horse in sort of a wild card sort of in this race. Mm-hmm. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise CEO Meg Whitman was apparently the number one choice to be the new CEO of Uber to replace Travis Kalanick. And then she couldn't deal with the situation and the way that they were going to keep Kalanick on the board. So that's why she withdrew her name from the running. So it's interesting to see how the Expedia guy is going to do. His name is Dara. It's a very complicated name. Dara Khosrowshahi.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see where the company goes from here. Of course, it's at Expedia. He was incredibly successful. So I think people who own stock in Uber are probably very excited about it.
Number three, working toward number one. We look at the cost of all these new smartphones, and you wonder, there's a lot of competition. Instead of the price going up as it has, you think it'd be going down.
You would think. However, it's unbelievable. Samsung has a brand new Note 8, which if you are a Samsung fan or just an Android fan, this phone has everything. It's a really impressive model. And it's going to retail by the end of this month for $929. That's a lot for a smartphone. The iPhone 8 is being announced supposedly on September 12th. That is starting at $999 for the premium model. That's over $150 more than the last iPhone. So people are saying now, smartphones might be pricing themselves right out of the market.
Yeah, too much money. All right, number two, this is something that affects most people who are followers of Amazon and mm-hmm. who also want to have good food.
This was great news for Amazon and Whole Foods shoppers this week. People were wondering what Amazon's effect on Whole Foods prices would be, and the prices went down significantly starting last Monday. And they're starting with a lot of the organic stuff that are staples, you know, eggs, avocados, apples, things like that that really cost a lot, and the prices have gone significantly down and probably will continue to.
Yep, there's the Amazon story. All right, number one. It also has to do with shopping, it looks like, Victoria.
It's true. According to a new study, touchscreens make you more of a frivolous shopper. So if you're shopping on your iPad or your iPhone or any type of touchscreen device, you are going to buy things that you don't need. This happens to me, and I have asked friends this week, and they said it all happens to them, too. If you want to make sure you stick to your budget, stick to your desktop computer.
Yes. What a funny world we live in, isn't it?
I know.
It's really very amusing. It's a great time to be alive. Look at it that way, even though some of this stuff starts when you turn on your computer and say, okay, here's Windows starting. You're going nuts. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.